Well, welcome to week 9. This week we're going to talk about attracting talent, how to attract better talent to work in your salon. Hope you had a great week this last week. Maybe you've been able to apply some of what you learned about your front desk admin or cashier and how to use them to be more productive or increase sales. And I just want to congratulate you so far on making it this far. Hopefully you are applying and learning, and the information that you're learning is helping you to add value to your business. So let's jump right into week 9, attracting talent. You know, it is such a huge challenge these days to attract really good people. It's very competitive out there to get them. People could go anywhere. A number of the clients that we've worked with have really struggled to find quality people and to keep them. The people really are the heart of your business, and especially in a service business like a salon. So how do you attract them? Well, you know, here's the easy answer. The busier and more successful your salon is, the easier it's going to be to attract quality people. Now, I know you're saying, Dave, come on, maybe I'm not there yet. So how do I get good people? But it's important to understand that is really what it takes. To get good people, you have to have a quality salon. So the things that we've been talking about up until this point and the information we're going to share over the next few weeks are all critical. They're elements. At least take one step forward in a positive direction to start moving, to make your salon grow and to be better. And then as you progress, you will be able to get better talent. So that's number one. So what can you really do to provide and attract better people if you're not already there? So, have incentives in place, right? Make it attractive as part of your package to bring people on board. Now, before I jump into that, you know, the people listening to this, they're going to be potentially have booth renters. They're going to potentially have salaried employees, or they're going to have commissioned, or they're going to have a combination of those. So what I'm talking about may vary a little bit. So I'll try to share with you some of the different models that people have used. But one example might be offer to pay a higher commission rate than others, right? So at least as a starter, maybe it is higher commission rate as a new employee for the first 6 months to incent them to grow their business or incent them to bring their current book of business. So that might be it. Pay a higher percent on product sales. You know, it's amazing how many salons that we've dealt with where the salon owner is the one that makes all the money on product sales, but the people that work there don't. So what happens is the employees have no incentive to push product sales because they feel it's only putting money in the salon owner's pocket. So instead, have the employees or booth renters or techs that work in your business, have them promote product also. Give them a sizable commission. Make it worth their time. Be top of mind, because it's only going to help you. It's only going to put more money in your pocket and help your business grow. So as you're hiring, as you're looking for people, talk to them about some of those incentives. Next, provide training on their trade skills. You know, if you can add value to an employee, if you can talk about regular training that your salon offers to make them special or to make them more valuable, that adds value beyond just salary, beyond just, you know, having the best salon or a busy salon. That training could, you know, if you don't know what to do on training, you know, you could provide through your distributor or manufacturer. You could provide training yourself. You could bring in other people. They could be trained, you know, you could bring training in on customer service. You could bring training in on marketing. There's so many different areas that you can train your employees on to make them better individuals. And a lot of the training you do may not cost you a dime. So look at the different options there of what you would find valuable and ask your employees that you already have. What would be valuable? What would you find valuable? What are the different areas? And then look at how you could bring that in. And then as part of your interview process, talk about that. Tell potential prospective employees what services, what training that you have that you can offer to help them. And, you know, whether it's their trade skill or to grow professionally. Next, help them to market their business. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, what do you mean? Well, help if they're successful growing their book of business, assuming that they're responsible for growing their own business, help them because it only helps you. If they're booth renters, the more successful they are, the more money they've got to pay their rent. So you have lower turnover. If they're an employee or commission sales and you're able to drive more business to your salon, talk about that. Help. So you pay or co-sponsor.